the days, the hours. The days, the hours, the moment when the mind's anguish knew no solace, except you knew she was there, or you hoped she was there, and you hoped she still loved you if she ever did. Looking back now on what is taking place in the last few days, I wonder if I'm happy, being that I have never been happy before. I don't know. And Donna is my woman. Can you imagine I have a woman who says she loves me? I mean, she might mean it. And although I'm known as a love poet, I know nothing of it. I've only recorded the dull affairs with half-dead women and not alive girls who give everything except what a man wants, or more so what he needs, which is... That I don't know either, only knowing that these are excerpts from a mind that wanders, wanders, yet doesn't know. But I know you, Donna, I know the soft flow of you, I know your smile, and yes, I think I am happy. But there's a misery there, there's an aimless hunger that gnaws at what used to be my brain. The glue I've been sniffing has eaten half my brain away, I think. The music of Lou Rawls, the non-effect of the cocaine sniffed this morning, the stuttering of thoughts that seem to capture nothing, life, the whirlpool of nothing, and why do I think like this? The forming of these words to say of me, making an essay, play, or what of me? Questions hoping to lead me to answers. Answers hoping to lead me to what? Cry! Crying for meaning past my stomach's want. Perhaps politics are the forgings of me, or white people, art, poetry. So, you and me, the days, the hours.